What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for a Raiders fan radio conversation. We've only got him for a brief amount of time tonight, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Give it up. Welcome the only other show that's on the Raiders fan radio network, the host of Silver and Black Flashback. He's also the author of the Raiders Encyclopedia and author of the Championship Diary covering the Raiders Super Bowl 18 victory over the Washington Redskins. Give it up, Raider Nation, for Rich Schmelter.
Thank you so much, Murph. You know, I didn't know that you were talking about me. I just went to turn around and see somebody else behind me. That sounded pretty damn good.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, right now, I'm wearing the Raiders shirt, got the Raiders hat. I'm all Raidered out right now.
You're blinged out, buddy. I love it. And we want to talk to you, of course, about your previous Raiders project. We want to talk about your latest Raiders project. We know you've got some other stuff coming up as well, things that aren't football related, aren't sports related. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it over to you and just kind of jump in wherever you want to start, man. Tell us about what you got going on.
First off, Murph, I want to thank you so much for everything that you do for me. I mean, when you got me started with the Silver and Black Flashback, I love doing that show. I just love it. I know we're in the off season now with it and all, but I love it. So I try to make the most out of my time. Murph and my relationship got started with the Raiders Encyclopedia. I did an interview with him then. And then last year I did a book called Championship Diary, as Murph mentioned, about Super Bowl 18, when our Raiders just kicked ass over the Washington Redskins. And he was so wonderful to promote it and everything. And I just can't say enough for the man. And so now that I'm on hiatus, I finally had the opportunity to get a book called Beasts, Bedlam, and Babes published. And that's all about driving classics from the, when I say classics, you know, you got to use quotations on that one. And see, I see you're smiling, because I'll tell you, these titles, I don't care if somebody doesn't like them or not. When you picture, you know, Mama's Dirty Girls, Unholy Roller, you know, all these, the Malibu Beach, the Pom Pom Girls, you just start laughing. And I made the book a really great time. I didn't take anything serious. I mean, we're not dealing with Citizen Kane or Gone with the Wind here. So I wasn't talking about the lighting or anything. And it's just great. I mean, I just do the whole thing as a parody with each movie. I don't say what happens at the end, because I want people to listen to it.
Yeah.
It covers, you know, again, the beasts, the badass bikers from the 60s drive-ins, and all the way up through the slasher era in the early 80s, when the drive-ins kind of, you know, when VHS tapes started to take over. But with the advent of television taking over America in the later 50s up until the VCRs, I have all these movies covered, 125 entries in there. And now the publisher wants to do another one, so I already have another 125 set up.
Wow, congratulations.
So, and I also have a book coming out on Marilyn Monroe, one of her first movie that she starred in, called About Niagara. It's about the making and the behind the scenes and all. And that one I'm doing on my own, under my own label. And a good friend of mine, Cody, is formatting it. So that's a lot of fun. I was able to learn the whole designing and everything like that. So that's been a lot of fun. But the Beast Bedlam and Babes, I'm turning over to a regular publisher. Okay. And I know you're a movie fanatic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love classic Hollywood. I'm a nostalgia guy. If when I'm not in the fan cave, the rest of my house is decorated with, Hollywood icons and legends from, movies and music, whether I've Lucille Ball and Marilyn Monroe and, the Rat Pack and Louis Prima. And I just love those classic eras. And it's interesting that you let off talking about that, speaking about those different genres that were around in the 60s, because I just got, cause I listened. So here's a little disclaimer. When you turn in your shows to me, I get them done and then up as soon as I can. But a lot of times I don't listen to them right away because I want to have them spaced out to where I can enjoy them. And just this week, I finished up your last two shows to where I'm listening to it as a listener, not as a producer, right? And I listened to the one about the Raiders hanging with the Hells Angels. And that's what it really reminds me, because that was, you're only talking about, those biker gangs in the 60s. Well, that's the era that the Hells Angels were formed. And you go over that and you talk about that. Talk a little about that too, because we know you have such a an interest in classic Hollywood, and obviously you have an interest in the Raiders. Are those some of the most fun for you shows to do, where those two universes cross paths?
Yes, I love every show that I do for your Raiders fan radio, but I like doing some of the biographies. It's funny when I have people reach out to me about the show. A lot of them love the biographies. I hear a lot about, the Jack Tatum biography, Ray Guy, and some people love the games that I do. Obviously, the Raiders win all the games that I talk about.
Yeah.
Come on. But I like those little human interest stories too. Like I like to try to do maybe some of those. The one episode I did, it was episode 14, where I talked about Alfred Hitchcock and the Raiderette that posed in Playboy magazine and all. That was probably still the most fun that I had doing one of the episodes, because, I covered classic Hollywood and I also covered some of the cheesecake, and that was a lot of fun when I'm able to do a couple stories in there. So those I like a lot. And I like the one about the Oklahoma Raiders, where they thought that they were called the Oklahoma Raiders. I had to stop recording five times when I was doing that show. I started to laugh so hard. I laughed my ass off at this, because it was like, I just pictured these guys changing in this playground and all these little kids standing around, getting ready to play Little League. And it was just the funniest thing that I heard, and I couldn't stop laughing about it. And I said, okay, I got to focus on this. I had a little tequila and I was able to focus.
There you go. But I love it, man. We have the good fortune of, bumping into these guys, a lot of the guys that you talk about, every once in a while, and mainly at the Biletnikoff Foundation annual Crab Fest, where this year we interviewed Fred Biletnikoff, we interviewed, Phil Villapiano, and you're telling the story about what, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that there was a relationship between the Raiders and the bikers, and the Raiders were so ingrained into the Oakland culture, and the Angels were just part of that. But also with the Black Panthers and so many different, of the entities around the East Bay, the Raiders were just in the fabric, and really so are the A's too. It was like, those sports teams, one of the things that made them so special and unique was as connected as they were to the community. It was incredible. But anyways, but you're telling that story about Villapiano. I never knew that. I'd never heard that. I didn't know that actually happened. The altercation that he got into with the Angels. And I can't wait till this year at the Crab Fest, I'm going to mention your show and your story and ask those guys about that, because about the X's and O's of the current Raiders so many times. I love to dig in not only to the past, but I like to dig into the past and tell us about, the El Rancho Tropicana. Like, tell us about that kind of, Villapiano told us a story about him and Mike Ciani hosting air hockey tournaments, that kind of stuff. Those are the things that are so fun and special about that era of the Raiders. And Rich, you do a fantastic job of kind of lining those stories out for us. Oh,
thank you so much, Murphy. You said about the air hockey tournament where cheating was absolutely guaranteed that you had to cheat. And they had the one lady, her name was Carol Doda. And I did a story on her.
Yes.
She dated Biletnikoff for a little bit. And they had her, you know, cheating where she just took these, you know, took out her assets and put them on the table to block the goal. You know, I mean, where else can you get that but our Raiders? I'm fascinated by the history of the Raiders. When I started to become a fan of theirs years ago, I didn't know that much about the history and all. And then you started to hear these stories. And then it all just blew up. Like, my gosh, this is a great freaking team. You know, this is just great. Yeah. And but so to do that show, it's like, you know, I always feel guilty because I never did a show yet on Snake or on Fred Biletnikoff, John Madden. And I just have so many other things that I want to try to do, because a lot of times people heard about Biletnikoff or Stabler and Madden. So I want to try to cover some of the things that people don't know, but I want to get those guys in also. Like, I did a show on Derek Jensen this year, and a lot of people didn't know who Derek Jensen was, but yeah. You know, he's one of the special teams, had that first touchdown in Super Bowl 18. And it was just, I try to get these unique stories, but also I want to share the big stories also. So I'm trying to do I already have the shows all picked out for the next season for us, you know. I got that all set, you know. I just have to
that's awesome.
Write them up, and I always write a script and everything, and just try to go by the script, because sometimes I go off script, but most of the time I go on the script on that.
Well, and you know, and I love the way that when you do feature, you know, the more prominent Raiders, the Hall of Famers, you do feature those guys. You don't just do a straight biography. You kind of you hit it from various angles, and I'll tell you this, and I've never told you this, the highest rated show that you've had with Silver and Black Flashback was number 50, Meeting Ken Stabler. And that was
really
that's your highest rated show. And because it's not just you telling the story of Kenny Stabler, right? You're talking about meeting the man and what that meant. And so that's a really, I think, a unique way to deliver those stories about those all-time great Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. So people actually like me, huh?
You can have a super fan out here. I think Kevin the Raider Nerd is like your biggest fan.
Kevin is great. I mean, I'm friends with Kevin on Facebook, and I didn't know that he had a podcast about it. He's one of these movie guys too.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
I think he leans toward the thing about me with the classic Hollywood is I love classic Hollywood. Like you said, like Marilyn Monroe and James Cagney and all the movies like that. But I've always been geared toward the B movies, you know,
Are you a Svengoolie fan then?
Loved Svengoolie. We used to have these horror movie hosts here, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and we used to have these horror movie hosts, the Ghoul, Ghoulardi, and I grew up watching these guys. And the one goal in my life was to be the next horror movie host, and I was gravitated toward these movies, and I just absolutely love them. And I hope you get a chance to. I want to share that book with you. And I hope that you would enjoy it, because like I said, no matter if somebody's straight faced or whatever, you start bringing up, as I say, you know, Mama's Dirty Girls, the Manhandlers, Unholy Roller Chatterbox, all these Moonshine County Express. They're just great flicks. And my family doesn't understand me. And, you know, a great story was my wife years ago, I needed one movie, The Astounding She-Monster, for this collection that I had. Now you can get all this stuff on YouTube. But I went down to the video store down the street from us, next to a dry cleaner. My wife went to the dry cleaner. I said, could you do me a favor? Could you pick up this movie for me? She walked in there and they looked and they said, you're Rich's wife. And they started to laugh. She goes, well, yeah. You know, he goes, he comes in for the most insane movies you ever want to see. He goes, we actually had to watch this movie. And, you know, hopefully it's okay for him. And she brought it home. She put it on the counter. She looks like, I've never been so embarrassed about you before. She put the thing on. She goes, now I have to watch this movie. She put it on and she's watching me, and my eyes are like glued to this thing. She goes, I can't believe I married you. I can't believe you let you come near me. that was a long time ago. She's still here. So she just doesn't like those movies.
And that was just before she left. Yeah.
Yeah. Just before she left. Yeah. But yeah, I just absolutely love them. And it was funny, when I was doing that book, I was actually overlapping with the show, because I was doing the show for you, and I was trying to get the book wrapped up. and I was actually watching some of the movies at the time. So I try to watch as many of them as I can, or I just kind of go through them. Or when I'm jogging on the treadmill or something like this, I'll have it on my iPad. So I can just kind of catch things where you catch maybe what the girl looked like, or where the house is, what the name of the street was. It always adds a little personal touch to it. Kind of like I do with Flashback, where I always like to try to mention their high school or what the school was and things. I love that little touch of detail. So when I was doing the show, like I said, last year, my brain was so warped from watching these movies. and that's actually with the Oklahoma Raiders when I started to laugh, because I kind of pictured one of these movies. And that's what kind of that reminded me of, you know. But it's just so much fun. It's just so much fun. And I, like I said, I love doing your show. I love doing the writing. I just love it. I'm also working on a documentary now. Based on a book that I did called Professional Football Goes Hollywood. And I just started to lay the tracks down for that with a good friend of mine, Darren Hayes.
Okay.
And
so talk about that. Cause Kevin, actually, speaking of Kevin, the Raider nerd, he approached me about doing a show. And I think we're going to do this soon, where we talk about all the history of the Raiders in cinema. And, you know, rest in peace, you know, here recently we lost Carl Weathers, but he was a big one there. But you got John Matuszak, you got Bubba Smith, you got, you know what I mean, like there's
Howie Long,
like there's that's a long list. You could almost do a book on that.
Oh yeah. With the one thing I'd love to do on the Raiders next is I'd love to do a history of the Raiderettes, and I've been trying to gather up some stuff like that. But it's weird when you post on online, you know, it's like I'm looking for pictures and rosters of the Raiderettes. All of a sudden, it's just this creep vibe comes out. You know, it's like, no, really. Yeah. I try to explain, like, I'm an author and I'm looking to do this. I have these other previous books. You know, I'm not trying to creep on.
Well, didn't we? Michelle Murphy, who is our sister of our good buddy QB Jeff around here, you know, she was Raiderette of the Year and Raiderette Rookie of the Year and all that. Did you all end up like getting a chance to link up there and connect?
Up with her on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll help you out with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. So at least you know I'm not great. At least she'll know and you know I'm not.
For the guy, he's not just trying to give creepy pictures. Yeah.
After I typed it up and I looked and I sent it and I looked at this going, my gosh, this sounded creepy. Like I'm looking for pictures and rosters.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, no.
DM pics of Raiderettes. Yeah.
I'm not a freak. You know, I just need a group. I need group pictures. You know, that's all that. Yeah. Group pictures and maybe the rosters if you can get it, you know, but it just sounded weird. You know, I was like, oh my God. You know, nobody responded either.
So, hey, so speaking of all these projects that you got, we're going to have links in the show notes. So send me links to all the different stuff. And we'll get it all listed in the show notes, Raider Nation. So definitely support what Rich is doing. I know you can find most of his work on Amazon. We've got him here in the fan cave. We've got Rich's Raiders books. And so, and I look forward to the movie one too. That'll be a lot of fun. So the championship diary, that was great. And, you know, Raider Nation has heard me talk about that book before. And I love your style, the way that you approach with the championship diary and even the Raiders encyclopedia as well, is that they're so factual, but yet there's a story in there as well. So I really love the way that you approach that. Is that going to be an ongoing series for you, that championship diary? Are you going to be doing maybe even things that are outside the Raiders, or are you going to go back and do Super Bowl 11 or Super Bowl 15, maybe something like that?
I already have an outline for Super Bowl 11. That was the, you know, snake and everything like that. So yes, that is in the future. I would probably say next year sometime that will be coming out. Right now, I was focused on Maryland doing the Making of Niagara. I changed the title to The Tales of the Making of Niagara, so people don't think it's exclusively about, you know, the actual filming when they were filming it and all. It's just different things that went on. But to get back to your point, I definitely want to do Super Bowl 4. Sorry, Super Bowl 11. Definitely. That's that. And then, of course, then 15. And they're all just great like that. And I'd love to do them on the Raiders. I would like to do some of the other teams as well. So, you know, so some of the stories that the people came out of nowhere. When you look at Super Bowl 18, I mean, if you weren't a Raiders fan and you looked at that, you figured that the Raiders probably were going to get blown out by the Redskins. I mean, in all honesty. And, you know, the Redskins
in the regular season, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was like the juggernaut, but who would have thought that the Raiders would have mauled them the way that they did? And then, you know, like, you know, I thought about doing Super Bowl III with the Jets, but that's been done so many times. I like to try to do little things, maybe Super Bowl V, with Ted Hendricks was on the Baltimore Colts, and this young, that young rookie kicker came in, Jim O'Brien, and kicked the field goal to win it. That's an interesting story. And just the whole, a lot of them are compelling. Lenny Dawson in Super Bowl IV, even though he was with the Chiefs, it was like, you know, with the whole gambling, they had a lot of gambling stuff going on in between that, that, you know, he was accused of that, which never happened. He had nothing to do with it, but it was just a lot of drama. So I like to try to get the human drama involved in that. And what better team to do human drama, of course, is the Raiders. And, you know, Wild Lyle, he supplied a lot in that Super Bowl. Yeah. Those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. So it was just a lot of fun for me. And I like doing those little mini bios in the back and all. It was just a lot of fun. Yeah, I just try to get it in chronological order, you know, how the team was built and all. And I love doing stuff like that. Absolutely.
That's great. So, well, hopefully, Rich, you'll have a new championship diary to write coming up here as Antonio Pierce takes over as the full-time head coach of our team. We hire Tom Telesco. A lot of goodwill in Raider Nation right now. Of course, we're always going to find something to argue about online, but for the most part, everybody's kind of pulling the same rope. Everybody's, you know, very positive about the outlook. And now, and you're a guy like me, like you'll find the positive in things even when they're not going well, right? So yes. I know you have a positive outlook by nature.
I take a lot of heat too, but damn if it's not worth it.
Hey, listen, I've got that t-shirt too, man. I catch a lot of shit from people, and I just, you know, listen, I just tell them that, you know, we can go about this fandom thing two different ways, you know, and I choose to be on the lighter side, the more positive side, because otherwise you're just, why am I invested in this? That's just, I'm not telling anybody how to be a fan. That's just my take on it, is that if I'm only going to be miserable doing this thing, well, then I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to find something fun about it. And that's with all aspects of life, frankly. I'm going to find, if I'm not enjoying it, then I'm not going to do it. So that said, knowing that you're a positive guy anyways, but where do you feel, even as objective as you're capable of being, because I'm only capable of it as so much too, where do you feel about life that now going into this full off season, we've got free agency around the corner, we've got the draft coming up, you know, again, all this good grace around the team, the NFLPA released their ownership grades today, and the Raiders have a B+. You know, where Josh McDaniels was thrown way under the bus, but anyways, that's another story. But just kind of where are you feeling about the 2024 Raiders?
I am so pumped about Antonio Pierce being the head coach right now. I cannot express how excited that I am. These guys rallied with him. They wanted a beat play for him. And I'm going to go out on a limb now, Murph. And I've been saying this. I've been shouting this off over here in Browns country. You know, and I always keep bringing up Red Right 88.
That's all you got to do. Get
that. That shuts him up. But, you know, it's only, you know, almost like, you know, spraying water on, you know, water on a dog. Maybe they'll go away for a little bit. But I lost my train of thought for a minute. The drive-in movies are coming back. No, I'm going out on a limb here, but I would love, I don't know how you feel about it, but I would love to see Fields here. In with the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
You talk about with Antonio Pierce as a coach, and you talk about that firepower that they have on that team right now in that offense. You can make another Patrick Mahomes and then finally stick it to those people in Chiefs Kingdom.
Wow.
I dislike Patrick Mahomes two times out of the year. Okay. You know, but you gotta appreciate the talent that he has. But for 2 weeks out of the year, I can't stand the man.
But, absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, and I'm with you. And as much as it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit, it's, he's the greatest quarterback of this generation and headed towards being one of the greatest of all time, if not the. I mean, if he knocks down, you know, three or four more championships and starts getting up there in Tommy territory, like all of a sudden, man, in terms of like athleticism and ability and all that, like he's already better than Tom. And, maybe up there in the realm of an Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino. And I just, Daryl LaMonica, let's keep it about the Raiders. But so, and that's why that, like a lot of us in the fandom feel like the Raiders have to swing. Like they have got to do something major. And even if, and I hear you, and there's a lot of folks talking about Justin Fields. And I think that it's an interesting discussion, but even if they bring in Fields, I think you still got to draft a quarterback. I still think that we are the only way the Raiders are going to have success in 2024 and going forward is by us taking care of the Chiefs. And we're not going to do that with an average guy or even an above average guy. We've got to get someone that is an absolute soul crushing elite quarterback, somebody that's got ice in their veins and just freaking will, you know what I mean? Like just literally a freaking killer at quarterback. It's what we have to have. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, 10 more years probably until that guy retires. Maybe longer than that.
You look too, Murph, and it's like, you look at this and you see, like I said, Justin Fields would be perfect like that. But, you know, you are right. You know, you got this killer. You thought that you had these killers in, you know, Josh Allen and all these other quarterbacks that Patrick Mahomes was able to just beat all the time. So it reminds me of the John Elway effect, where you couldn't stand John Elway. However, you had to respect John Elway because he beat everybody, you know, and Mahomes is getting to that point, whether you like Tom Brady or not, which I like Tom Brady. I even like his commercial now. You know what I mean? I just find Tom Brady entertaining. And you had to kind of root for the guy, but except for the tuck rule, but which started all this crap, you know, but yeah. It was, but Mahomes, I still think Justin Fields would be a great, great neutralizer for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. I mean, he's got all the physical tools like Mahomes, but he just isn't, you know, the Chicago Bears aren't known for developing quarterbacks. I mean, the last time they had a good quarterback was what, you know, Sid Luckman. You know,
a little bit. It's even hard to count Jim McMahon in there. Like, yeah, you're right.
Jim McMahon was a linebacker. You know, I mean,
God bless the Bears. They went to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, for crying out loud. You know,
I know that was it. Like you know, and again, Brian Urlacher was the one that kind of really led them to that Super Bowl. But
Devin Hester,
you know,
yeah,
Douglas for a while, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So we're going to start running short on time. So I want to be respectful of your time, but before we let you go, I want to let's connect the Raiders past, which you are absolutely, you know, you're the one of the most knowledgeable guys I've ever met. And I'm 51 years old and been doing this Raider thing a long time. You're one of the most knowledgeable guys that I know in terms of the Raiders history. But also we are living in 2024. So let's connect the Raiders of the past to the Raiders of the future. Who do you think, when we think of those classic Raiders players of the 70s and the early 80s as well, and I would even throw in the late 60s and count guys like Ben Davidson and guys like that in Otto and whatnot, Blanda. When you think about connecting that like golden era of the Raiders, we'll call it from like 66 to like 84, right?
Yeah.
In there. Who on the current Raiders fits right into that locker room day one? Give me.
You know who I'm going to say? I know you know who I'm going to say. Maxie.
Your first ask. Yeah, yeah.
Max Crosby. He is the next Howie Long. You know, I mean, he is the next Howie Long. I said that a couple years ago. And people would kind of roll their eyes. Now nobody's rolling their eyes anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that spin move. I mean, Howie had that rip move that he had, but Maxie's got that whole, you know, just that the way he shoots in there. I mean, Max Crosby would be perfect. I mean, could you imagine him on the line with Howie Long, Lyle Alzado, and throwing John Matuszak? Go to a 4-3 defense on that. Oh my God, could you imagine that?
Oh my God, is Sis Drunk in there?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. But I'm absolutely and that's, I think that's the answer. Going past that, I think Jack Jones, when Jack Jones stared down Patrick Mahomes after picking off that ball in Kansas City or running into the end zone, I'm like, this is literally swaggering boisterously on our television. I'm like, that guy is doing exactly what you know, I know that Willie Brown wasn't a showboat, neither was Hayes or Haynes, but they were showboats with their play, with their impact to the game and their game-changing plays. And so you could see a guy like Jack Jones fitting in with the Soul Patrol. Like,
oh, yes.
He could be in there with Skip Thomas and those guys, Atkinson, and he could fit right on in with that group, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to come up with a great nickname for him. You know, you had Dr. Death, the assassin, the hitman. You know, you have to come up with some kind of a – I think Willie Brown was called the governor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, the old man and the governor. But you'd have to come up with a really cool nickname for him. You know, like Assassin Creed or something. I don't know, something like that. But something really wild. And
you can go Captain Jack and keep it on the pirate.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to stray off real quick about that, as long as you don't mind chatting. Could you imagine being a receiver and you have to go into a secondary with some people named, you know, again, Dr. Death, the assassin, hitman? I mean, you can say, you got to be crazy if you think I'm going to go on a crossover pattern. You know, there's really no way, you know, across the middle. There's no way. But I'm trying to link up a few of the other guys.
Devontae he's very Raidery, but he's and
maybe Warren Wells. Could he be like kind of linked to like a Warren Wells?
I wonder, like, could he have fit in with that era? Like, imagine Devontae in the late 60s linked up with freaking LaMonica. You know what I mean? Like that. Can you imagine? You know,
With Cliff Branch, with Snake to throw a cliff on one side and Devontae on the other.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. Josh Jacobs, Marcus Allen right there. I mean, he's this, and to me, Marcus Allen, saying it on the, I get all this flack and everything, but to me, Marcus Allen was the greatest offensive back that ever played the game. Now, you got naturally Jim Brown. I didn't say runner. I just said the greatest complete back of all time, you know, 10,000 yards rushing, 5,000 yards receiving. Nobody else did that. So, I mean, Marcus is the ultimate. And I think Josh Jacobs fits that mold right now. So I think Josh Jacobs could go into that.
Love it.
That era.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff. Well, so, all right, well, let me hit you one more then. Cause I can't remember. And we haven't done this in a long time. Of course, we haven't done interviews in a hot minute either, but, excited to get back to it. Raider Nation, stay tuned. We're going to have some more interviews coming up this offseason. But while we got Rich, and I think I asked you this, but just in case I didn't, we used to do our Mount Rushmore, right? And we would say, okay, well, who are your four all-time greats, but we spot you Al, because everyone has to pick Al Davis for all the great Raiders. So does Marcus make the next three? Is he one of the guys?
Oh, yeah, Marcus. Like I said, I remember when you asked me this a few years ago when you were
Okay.
Encyclopedia, and it was like I need about 10 of these, you know. But I know I can't do that. But crying out loud, I'd have to say again.
So hard is because someone's getting left out.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no right answer or no wrong answer because
if I don't say Marcus, I don't say Coach Flores, who to me I just idolize Tom Flores. But you don't put him in there, you know. But if you don't put in John Madden, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'd have to say Big Al, of course, Mr. Davis, Marcus Allen, without a doubt. Jeez. I'm drawing a blank. I don't want to have dead air here. Marcus Allen, Al Davis, John Madden. And I got one more.
You got a defensive guy, maybe? You got coach, you got ownership, you got offensive player. You could go defense.
Again, Ted Hendricks or Willie Brown?
Oh, gosh.
Tell me about this. I'd have to say Willie Brown. A bump and run specialist like that. He taught Lester Hayes how to do it. But, you know, Howie, kick him in the head. I'm sorry. Kick him in the
head. That's hold on, I'm getting a call. Yeah, hey, Ted, yeah, he was talking shit about you.
Ted, right?
No, you're not good enough. No, I'm kidding. It's good stuff. All right, Rich Schmelter, man, we cannot appreciate you enough, man. Always enjoy the incredible conversation that we have. And thank you, you know, above all else, man. Thank you so much for your contributions to Raiders Fan Radio. We know everybody loves the show, Silver and Black Flashback. We cannot wait to hear what you've got in store for us for this next season. And anybody that's seeing this for the first time here on the YouTubes and just getting to know Rich, because Rich's podcast is an audio-only podcast. So if you've got to be subscribed to the Raiders Fan Radio audio podcast channel to get his show. So if you're just hearing about Rich for the first time, I promise you, you will not be disappointed in listening to that show. And especially, and I would say to maybe some younger Raider fans that didn't grow up with these stories like I did. Like, I grew up with a lot of these stories from my uncles and my dad and whatever, just kind of hearing those stories talked about, you know, talking about Ted Hendricks showing up in a World War II helmet on a horse to practice one day. Like, those were just kind of stories they would tell.
You let the strippers in, you let a stripper in or run around.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with those stories of the past, definitely lock into Silver and Black Flashback. I promise you it is time well spent. And also too, Rich, I love your format. They're 12 to 20 minutes. Typically it's like, I can listen to it on the way to the gym. I can listen to it on the way to the store, whatever. And it's just great. So Raider Nation, please do me a favor. Not only subscribe to Raiders Fan Radio, of course, on your favorite audio podcast service, but check in with Rich Schmelter and the shows that he's got. There's 67 of these things out there. So definitely lock in and listen to the shows. And so, Rich, we cannot thank you enough, my friend. You are the absolute best.
Murph, I feel the same way. And as I say at the beginning of every show that I do, you know, it's an honor to be on Raiders Fan Radio and to support the Raiders One Nation Foundation that benefits all these charities. And I feel like, you know, that I'm able to make a minuscule contribution to something like that. And it's a rush for me. And I feel so proud to be part of it, especially with the great team and, you know, your great team that you have on Raiders Fan Radio. And I'm so grateful that you had me come on board. And I absolutely love doing the show. And thank you so much for the opportunity. And I can't wait for it. I don't want to rush the year, you know, because then when you start talking about football season, you know, it gets to be the winter time and everything like that. But I'm really looking forward to the new season after I'm done with all the other stuff that I do in the off season. And but I love doing the show. I'll do it as long as you want me. Hopefully, Raider Nation, you're going to want me for quite a while.
Oh, that's awesome, man. We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you taking time out of your calendar tonight, time away from the family to sit in and talk to Raider Nation a little bit. We appreciate you very, very much, my friend. And I look forward to doing this again soon.
Great. Can I close out the show the way that I only know how to do it?
You read my mind.
One, two, three. Love you, Raider Nation.
Let's go.
All right.
All right, Rich. We love you too, brother. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime, Murph.
All right, bud. Talk soon.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.